The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
This is Barbara from Harlem, and thank you so very much for tuning in to DGVRadio.com and Our Urban Story. We're out here in Atlantic City, and I want my co-host to say hello to all of you.
Hello, everyone. We're out here in Atlantic City, as you said. Today is Saturday, July 20th, 2019. It is a beautiful day on the beach. We're here at a rally for Trump on Atlantic Beach, literally on the beach, and we have some people over under the tent that maybe they want to say a couple of words or two.
Yes.
Joseph Rudy Rulo, you can find me on Facebook, 260,000 followers, 50 million outreach, and we're having a great time here at our MAGA Beach Party in Atlantic City. It's a great time, and we're out celebrating the President of the United States, Donald Trump, with a lot of great patriots out here, and getting live video and sending out the message so that we can not only keep America great again, but continue to keep America great again.
Amen. Amen. I hope you all heard that loud and clear. Thank you so much, Joe.
You're welcome.
And as he said, we're out here on the beach. We're having a wonderful time. We have the flags up. We have the signs up. And the theme is red, white, and blue. Keep America great. We're here to support our president, whom we are very, very proud of. And we want him to have another term. I'm looking at a flag right now. It says re-elect Trump 2020 for the President of the United States.
Yes. Thank you, Barbara from Harlem. We have a lot to talk about, but I want to zero in on the allegation. And, Barbara, I want you to chime in on this. That's a tweet that Trump sent out last Sunday saying, basically, if you don't like it here, go back, fix your country, and then show us how it's done. And this was really, Trump named no names. He didn't say any race or ethnic group. He didn't say any country. So how people got back to be racist, I don't know. But that's just common sense. If you don't like it in the United States, please. That applies to everyone. I mean, that's not racist. Barbara, your thoughts?
Absolutely, it's not racist. That has nothing to do with race. It just has to do with common sense. But because the Democrats have played the race card for so many decades, they don't even think, is it applicable? They just throw it out there. And only the simple at heart, the simple-minded, low-functioning, or just wannabe evil people will pick that up and repeat it. But it doesn't even make sense. And that is absolutely true. I'm a black woman, and I guess I'm racist, because I say, if you don't like it, here, pack your bags and go. I've been saying that for years. I told one of the professors in the college I went to, Lee, I'll help you pack your bag. He was from Nigeria. Does that mean I'm a racist? Come on, stop playing that card. We're not falling for it anymore. And the thing about it, he's not like a lot of people who become paralyzed when you use the word racist. He stands even taller and stronger because you will not paralyze him with your lie.
Absolutely. You know, before Donald Trump became president, no one, and I mean no one, accused him of being a racist. I mean, he won an award with Rosa Parks, an Ellis Island Award. He's associated with African-American athletes, entertainers, civil rights leaders such as Jesse Jackson. But ever since Trump won the presidency in 2016, the Democrats, who have nothing to run on, they're thrown around the label of racist. They played that card. And Barbara, people who are not black are playing the race card.
Yes.
I mean, AOC is not black. She's Hispanic. The Hispanics have not suffered the racism that blacks have. Ayanna Pressley, I mean, she's black. But Rashida Tlaib is not black.
No.
She's Arab. So is Ilhan Omar, well, she's not Arab, but she's from Somalia. She's Muslim, you know, as you know, Ilhan Rashida Muslim. They have not faced the discrimination that African Americans who've been in for generations. I'm not talking about newer African immigrants. I'm talking about a person like you. You're a descendant of Indians and Africans, and your descendants, your ancestors, rather, were slaves. You saw Jim Crow law up front, yes.
Absolutely. They didn't have to face what I faced, what my brothers faced, what my grandmother faced, what my mother faced. We saw the sign that said colored and whites only. We saw the sign. We sat at the counters. We did the marching. We stood up. And look, the United States congressman, you know, not with the major support from the Democrats, but the Republicans, passed that 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment for people like my ancestors who came here in chains, who worked, and who were freed under that Emancipation Proclamation. They didn't go through any of that. But they hear that is the main theme of the Democratic Party. Right. So they're playing that tune and singing that song, and they want it to stick. But it will not stick on thinking people. It will not stick on people who love this country and realize that was a blotch on our history. But look at the tremendous strides we have made. Look at the freedoms and the liberties that we as black people enjoy and the opportunities that are available. We cannot let these few words from these corrupt people. Now, you got the proper names. I call them rash. I call them ill. I call them aya. And I call the other one A-O crazy. Now, you know who I'm talking about. That squad of renegades. You know, they can't play no race card. They don't like America. They're out of their mind. And they are a disgrace in any office other than supervisor of maintenance.
Whoa, Barbara. Whoa, that was rough.
I mean, they aggravate me.
They really make me angry at their ungratefulness and their insults toward our president. Our president has done nothing but good for this country. But it's not good if you are not pro-life. It's not good if you're not pro-God. It's not good to you if you see someone is pro-Israel and pro-Second Amendment. He is for the American people. He is for our safety, our prosperity, the general welfare of all Americans, regardless of your color, the color of your skin. Well, absolutely, Barbara. I mean, we know Trump is not a racist. He is a man with a big heart.
Yes,
he has done more for African Americans than any other president in U.S. history, with the exception of Lincoln. So we are very grateful for President Trump. We're very grateful for President Trump and what he's done, and what AOC, Ilhan Omar, and Rashida Tlaib, and Ayanna Pressley are trying to do is despicable. They're using the race card because really that's all the Democrats have. They do not have an agenda to move America forward. They just don't have an agenda to move us forward. So they're relying on the race card to appeal to voters, and that's not acceptable. African Americans have borne the pain of racism. We, more than any other group, Jewish people in terms of religion, yes, have been persecuted. And black people in terms of race have absolutely been persecuted. The Democrats don't care about our pain. They only care about using and exploiting it to try to demonize Donald Trump and his white supporters. And that is despicable. But Mr. Trump said, it's not racist. It's common sense. If you don't like the United States, leave. We're not going to bend our culture to fit your needs. We're not going to accommodate you, assimilate to what your culture is. Because if where you came was so great, why did you come to the United States? It's common sense. If where you came from was so awesome, then why did you come to the United States? That's called common sense.
Yeah, I mean, who invited them here? Who sent for them to come here? No one sent for you. No one begged you to come. We didn't miss you, and we won't miss you if you do leave. Because, you know, insulting our country is an insult to any real and true American. Because, after all, this country was an experiment blessed by the providential hand of G-O-D, all capital, God. And if you don't like any of that, as I said, who invited you here?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we're very blessed to be in this country. We have something that works. This is not by accident. This country was really formed because of Judeo-Christian values and capitalism. It is not an accident. You see, some people think we just got lucky, if you will. No, we were blessed by the God of the Bible, by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Islam had nothing to do with the formation of the United States. Socialism had nothing to do with the formation and the greatness of the United States. But you have these ultra-liberals in the Democratic Party who want to push things on us, ideologies on us, that have not proven to work. Because if Islam worked and it helped people become prosperous and free, why are Muslims migrating to the West?
Amen.
We're not migrating to Islamic countries. If socialism works and all people will get medical care, eat food, blah, 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 have their basic needs met, why are people fleeing socialist countries? This is just common sense, ladies and gentlemen. This is not about racism. This is about common sense. I agree with Mr. Trump 100%.
Oh, yes. Our president is very smart. He calls it like he sees it. We haven't had such authenticity in our White House in a long time, and particularly the previous 8 years. We had a White House full of deception. Shove it down your throat. Behind locked doors, you know, you come out with a plan to make people do, you know, to take the part of their liberties away. So I salute, I congratulate, and I support 1,000% our president, Donald John Trump. If you don't like him, please leave. Those who said that they were going to leave, if he happened to win the election, if I recall correctly, they're still here. They don't know where they can go to live as well as they live here. They don't know where they could be accepted like they've been accepted here. Even with their rhetoric, their godless rhetoric, with some of the things that they propose, some of the things that they do, which are detrimental to morality, detrimental to the founding of this country, they couldn't go in these foreign lands and do some of the things they do here. Kaepernick could not go into Iraq, one of those places, and disrespect their country's song, music, or whatever they do, and think he would survive. Let him try it. He has enough to get a plane ticket. Go and experiment and see if you can get away with some of the things in another country that you get away with here.
Well, you're totally right. Colin Kaepernick is an ingrate. He was adopted by a white family, lived well as far as we know, and he's ungrateful. And I think one of the reasons he's ungrateful is his Muslim girlfriend has convinced him to be ungrateful. You see, the two internal enemies of the United States are the leftists in this country and radical Muslims. They hate the way this country was founded. Barbara, why don't you speak to that? The radical Muslims and the leftists are two of the most visible enemies, internal enemies of the United States. They hate the way we were founded. Speak to that, please.
Well, absolutely. That's why everything that God says, yay, they say nay. You know, I mean, it just astonishes me how these leftists and these godless heathens can have so much sympathy and empathy and pity for a convicted murderer, even a serial killer. They think that, you know, the death penalty is cruel and inhumane. However, these same people will vote not to give an infant who has survived an abortion to give them any medication. They have no sympathy, no empathy, no feeling for these babies that are yet in the mother's womb or may immediately be coming out. Look at Cuomo in New York, and also in Virginia. I mean, what they're proposing, what they're trying to pass, and what some of them have passed is beyond despicable, disgraceful, and demonic. It is very sick when you don't even honor or respect the life of a child created in the image of God. But that's how the leftists operate. When the things that have built this country, they want to destroy. They want to destroy one male, one female. They even want to destroy the concept that God created male and female. Now they're coming up with all of these made-up genders and all of these orientations that don't even make sense to those who are crazy, much less to those who can think. We need to stop supporting these people. We need to stop supporting a party that fights against the very founding of this great nation.
Absolutely. Well, this past week, and we can get in more into it over after the break at 3:25, but this past week we attended the Women for Trump in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. Very exciting, wonderful event. The women are ready to go and vote for Trump. What are your impressions of the event this past Tuesday, Barbara?
I mean, the energy was past 1,000% positive, enthusiastic, and eager. Eager to go out and tell the world how we respect, we honor, celebrate, and love President Donald Trump. I mean, I met some wonderful people during that occasion. And one now, she wasn't there, but I met a friend of hers from Maryland. Lisa, would you say a word just to our audience before you go?
Hi, this is Lisa. I came in from Maryland for Trump. We need Trump to be back in there again to keep our great country wonderful and jobs up and the economy and on and on and on. All the great stuff. He's doing a great job, the best president ever, other than President Reagan. He's the number one. And we got to keep him in there. Keep our country from corrupt politicians.
Amen. Thank you so much, Lisa. And we look forward to meeting you again. Yes. And she's a friend of the lady that I met Tuesday, Barbara from Maryland. And she was dynamic and come to find out they're partners when they go out and campaign. I mean, that Women for Trump's meeting was so dynamic, and everyone's asked me, did I see Diamond and Silk? Yes, they were there. Laura Trump was there. She was the organizer. Doreen Borelli, who I hadn't seen in a couple of years. And, I mean, I can't even name all of the people. My daughter was there, and she can pull out those names quicker than I can.
Yes, it was organized by Laura Trump. Brad Parscale, who's a campaign manager for Trump, he was there. We got a chance to meet Mr. Parscale and take a picture with him, and he was kind enough to take a picture with Barbara with her book showing. We met Diamond and Silk. I shook one of their hands. Mercedes Schlapp, who works for the president, was there. Just a number of people were there, and it was a great event Tuesday. The kickoff, the first meeting of the Women for Trump. And so hopefully we're going to get involved with the campaign. Parscale told us a couple of places where he needs coverage. So we anticipate working with the Trump campaign for the 2020. Because, ladies and gentlemen, it's bigger than politics. This is about the soul of our nation. Our nation needs President Trump in office. It's that simple. The Democrats do not have a plan to move this country forward. All they've been talking about are illegals, putting illegals first. That's what they've been doing, ladies and gentlemen. They've been putting illegals first, and that's not fair, and that's not right. Trump loves America. He loves Americans. And so as a result, he has put us first, and I thank God for President Trump. Barbara, your thoughts on what the next step should be? We want to campaign for President Trump. Why are you so passionate about President Trump?
Well, I'm more passionate about God and more passionate about our country. And I see in President Trump, who's living up to those expectations that I look for in a person that I would support. I will support someone who loves God, not just in word, but in deed. The defunding of Planned Parenthood shows me that he is a man of his word. He is a man affected by the murder and slaughter of innocent babies. He loves this country. I voted for him because I realized this man didn't have to give up his life of luxury. He had already made a successful dent in this world. He didn't need this job. He's not taking a salary. You see, I wasn't misguided because I had the feeling that he loved America. And the only reason he jumped into this race was to help pull us back from the brink of destruction. And that's what he's been doing. Bringing and repealing Obamacare piece by piece by piece by piece. Bringing the jobs back, making it possible for these jobs to remain in America. And look at the unemployment. Black, Hispanic, Asian, women are finding jobs now. They don't have to worry about just being hired part-time to avoid Obamacare money and all of that. They can be hired full-time with benefits on these jobs. He's doing great things for America. He's trying to get this immigration straightened out. They're talking about he's building concentration camps and cages. Those cages were built under the Obama administration. He didn't go in there and say we're going to construct cages. But the bottom line is, if people are coming here illegally with their children or play children, and they get caught, what are you supposed to do, put them in jail with adults? Or do you separate them? From what I understand, it's air conditioned. I know we're very, look, if we, what was that prison that they had the terrorists in? Guantanamo. If they had special dietary things, et cetera, you know that they're doing the best they can at the border. You know they have medical personnel down there, and the people are eating. This may be the first meal that they're getting in weeks.
Exactly.
But, you know, I have to say that those parents are very bad parents if they're not, you know, renting these children.
Right.
Why would you expose your child to breaking the law and being put in danger? And this didn't just happen with them dying at the Rio Grande and other places. They're trying to blame that on Trump. No, people have to respect the laws of anyone's land. We can't go to Mexico and expect to get driver's licenses, to get welfare benefits, et cetera. But the Democrats are telling them, come here for freebies. But it's going to cost America. And they're not telling them that the dangers involved, you could lose your life. Just telling them, come for the freebies. We'll give you free health care, free driver's license, what is it, affordable housing, or free food stamps. But they're not free. The taxpayers are carrying the load. The Democrats have lost their position of respect. We have someone sitting here that I would like y'all to meet with us. And we're out here on the beach in the sand, and I'm, well, not exactly getting a tan, but I'm in the sand.
Yes, they are.
Hello, guys. Whatever station I'm on radio and on, but my
DD.
Okay. My name's Darwin Cooper. I'm a fellow Trump supporter. I appreciate you inviting me on. But I like to piggyback what you said. It's sad, you know, I'm a person of color, African-American, individuals in our community, to how the Democrat Party has just chipped us this whole, all these years. And it's sad because I've talked to candidates that have said, you know, they might not have thought I was, you know, they didn't think I was listening or hearing, but they, you know, actual white Democrat politicians who said, I don't have to show up there because I'm going to get their vote anyway. Yes. So that made me open my eyes, and I just try to spread the message throughout my inner city communities that we have been gypped for so many years. Like Charles Barkley stated, we've been voting Democrat for 30 years, and we still struggle.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the eye-opener.
It is.
So like you said, the Trump had the life of lavish. He didn't have to give it up. I wouldn't have gave it up to be in the world of politics and be called names. So definitely, like I said, I hope more of our individuals can view Trump fairly. He's facing so much opposition. It's unprecedented from both sides of, his own party and the Democrats. So let's just continue to make America great again.
Amen. Thank you so much.
And we also have with us Michael Shapiro, who organized this great Trump rally on the beach here in Atlantic City. We want him to say just a couple of words. Thank you, Michael.
Yes, the old special. I have the love of the BNSA.
I want to thank everybody. I want to thank Barbara. I want to thank Darwin Cooper. I want to thank BB, and I want to thank all the Trump supporters that came out here today. It's a hot day, but you're down by the ocean. It's nice. We got a nice cool breeze.
Yeah.
If you'd like to stop down here, we're going to be down here a couple more hours, and that's it. I appreciate everyone's support as we get ready for Trump 2020. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael. Thanks, Michael, organizing this. Yes, applaud. And hopefully we'll organize, I don't know if we'll organize another one this summer or the rest of the summer, but he's organized two of them, and we appreciate it, and like to make the Trump campaign aware of his efforts, you know. So this is awesome. Thank you. Barbara, we have maybe a couple of minutes before a break. Just any more thoughts on the Trump racism? I call it BS, because we know that President Trump is not a racist.
Well, what else can they say about him? They tried with Mueller, and that didn't work. They tried to say that the election was stolen, and he won legitimately. So now they got to go back to the race card. They want people, you know, and especially people of color, to start saying it. And unfortunately, some of the trained drones are repeating it, because down in Tuesday, when we were down in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania, my friend that I met said that, and she's a woman of color, said that a man of color approached her with something derogatory about Trump. But she got him back. You know, I like her. She reminds me. She's another Barbara. She asked him, she said, do you have a job? What are you doing out here this time of day? Doesn't even look like you're driving or riding. But anyway, she cut him down. She shut him up. You know, and I really like that. And see, that's how our president is. He'll cut you down and shut you up, and he'll keep on smiling. You'll have to think about it and then realize he just really cut you up. We're going to go for a break, and we ask you to stay tuned to our Urban Story.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families, and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are Blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, on the air. This is our urban story, Saturday, July 20th, 2019. We're on a beautiful beach in Atlantic City at a rally for Trump organized by Michael Shapiro. Barbara, any words on how you're enjoying your day?
Well, I didn't think I was going to make it. Because, you know, I don't do sand and I don't get tan. But I'm having a wonderful time. We made it down here. It's beautiful. I'm under a tent. And it's just gorgeous. And I'm so happy we did make that drive and make that ride. And being out here with fellow believers, fellow Trump supporters, it's always invigorating. And for people to keep playing the race card, play it with yourself. It doesn't play here, and it doesn't fit here. We're multi-ethnicity, and we're getting along like brothers and sisters because we are here because we love America, we love God, and we love one another.
Excellent, Barbara. You know, Chris Hayes on MSNBC, he made a statement, although he said we've interpreted it incorrectly, but basically what he said is that the Trump supporters needed to be confronted and destroyed. Now, since that statement has come out, he's said it wasn't quite that way. But see, that's his mindset of the leftist. That's why the leftist ideology is so dangerous. If they can't use you, they have no use for you. That's why Mao Zedong, Lenin, and Stalin, and others, they don't care if millions die. If that, what did Stalin say? It takes a few eggs to make an egg, whatever he said. In other words, if it takes people dying to benefit the Soviet Union, then it was okay. So they don't think because they've rejected God, so they don't look at us as individuals. We're tools of the government. We're not of value. So they despise Trump supporters. They dislike us intensely. And that kind of makes them very dangerous to me. I don't trust them. They will try to take our First Amendment, our Second Amendment rights, because they want, one of the first things that a dictatorship will do is disarm the people. Venezuela used to be a very prosperous country, as we said before. But about 10 years ago, Chavez made them give up their guns. And now look at the people of Venezuela. They could be run over, literally, by the government of Maduro. Recently, they buried a soldier who had been tortured to death by Maduro's henchmen, by the military, and they would not let his family attend his funeral. So socialism is evil, folks. That's the bottom line. So for Chris Hayes to say that, he reminds me, and maybe he did, maybe he's watered it down, he's changed it, because it's a horrible ideology to think we're worthless human beings because we support Donald Trump. We're pro-life, pro-gun, pro-Israel. We're just pro-America, and we're despised for that. Your thoughts?
Hey, guys, it's me, Darwin Cooper, again. Thanks for having me again, including me on this show episode. I never got why you would have so much hatred for any president of the United States, because to me, if you want a president to fail, you want the country to fail.
Right.
That doesn't make any sense. We should want to prosper and strive to be the best country like Trump has done. He has put the United States back on the world stage as number one. So how about we just stop hating the man? I never got that. The hostility is just unprecedented. Like, well, I never seen so much hatred for a president, and it all boils down to the left is still upset about the election results.
That's it. I mean, they haven't gotten over it. And then what gets me is that people who go to church, who say that they love God, are among those who hate this man without a cause. That's why I keep posting on there that it's time for Christians, black and white and every you, to run away from the Democratic Party. Because you cannot say that you love God and support God and then support these anti-God people and have you hating when God says in Romans 12 that you're supposed to give respect. I think it's Romans 12. Romans 13, excuse me. That you're supposed to respect those in charge because he is the one who placed them in that position. And for people of faith to hate this man, to let that deranged syndrome affect Trump deranged syndrome, affect your very being where you don't even speak to your relatives who support Trump. You need to go in a closet, sit in the bed, go in a room, lock yourself up in there and say, God, there's something wrong with me. And he'll bring it to you that you have been programmed to hate. And Jesus is love. And you're hating without evidence, without a cause. You're supposed to hate evil. And the party that supports hating hates even babies in the womb. Hates the innocent blood that they have no problem with killing them even after they're born. And you are a member of a party that supports things that God says are an abomination. Think about it.
Wow. Powerful, Barbara. You're 100% right.
Think about it.
A lot of them suffer from Trump derangement.
Yes, that's what you call it.
Syndrome, excuse me. But I want to go back to something that we're meeting people on the beach who are Trump supporters.
Say hi, Trump supporters. Say hi.
Trump supporters,
we're on the radio. Hi.
Yes, such a diverse group of people. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Yes, we have black, white, Hispanic, all out here supporting Trump. We're having a good time on the beach. So you're hearing in the background some of the Trump supporters here on the beach. Thank you so much.
People.
And we're happy people. So I want to talk about very briefly Senator Sanders, who said that he wants to get rid of the Electoral College. The Electoral College is part of the United States Constitution, which was signed in 1787. So we've had the Electoral College for 232 years. But because Hillary Clinton lost in 2016, now we have an issue with the Electoral College. if we did not have the Electoral College, New York, California, Connecticut, New Jersey would be deciding the presidency, or the president, I should say, every 4 years. The Electoral College.
Power, healthy people. Knowledge is power.
Amen.
Ignorance is continuation of the plantation of government dependency.
There we go. Beautiful. Beautiful.
We don't have any policies in people.
Wow.
Exactly.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
Knowledge is power. So Bernie Sanders wants to strip power, if you will, using that term, from smaller states like Vermont, North Dakota, South Dakota, Indiana. So we don't want the presidency to be decided every 4 years by California, which is crazy liberal, New York, and certain states on the eastern border. Now, we've been joined by more Trump supporters. And would you like to say one or two words? Just give us your first name, please.
First name is Barbara, and I'm telling you, it's former Democrat granny for Trump. Because with age comes wisdom.
Amen. I'll argue with that one, boo. Wow. Thank you, Barbara. We have two Barbaras in the house. Do you want to say a couple of words here?
Can I just say something real quick?
Well, I want to get rid of Beanie Sanders. He wants to get rid of the electoral. I want to get rid of him. He's a total communistic disgrace. He's been a communist since he's been in America. And look at how he's made money off of his schemes. They have done nothing. He's been a bum, a freeloader, and a crazy person for over 40 years. I'm sorry. On our tax dollars. That's right, Barbara. This is Barbara and this is Barbara. We're telling the truth.
That's it.
Would you like to have something to
say? Okay. Well,
okay. I want to hand it over to this gentleman. I don't know his first name. Can you say a few words from Sir?
What's your first name?
My first name is Mark. My name is Castagna. I'm a Trump advisory member. The Democrats have exposed themselves. They have no plans, no policies, or communism and socialism. That's it. Nothing else. God bless.
God bless you. God bless.
Thank you. Would you like to have a couple words?
No.
Sir, would you like to?
No, she does all the
talking. She does all the talking?
All right.
Exactly.
What's your name?
Hi, nice to meet you.
Christian.
It's a nice gathering of Trump supporters. Like I said, we're here on the beach having a great time. They're trying to demonize Trump. We're going to go out. Barbara and I, we're going to be campaigning for Trump.
Yes, we are.
Like I said earlier at the top of the show, we've met Brad Parscale, who's Trump's campaign manager, very nice man. So wherever we're needed, whether it's Michigan, New Hampshire, wherever they send us, that's where we're going to go. We want to touch base and influence the African-American community. Because Barbara, as you say in your book, and you've done an excellent job, the black community has really been brainwashed. Can you touch on that?
So totally brainwashed. I mean, it's so sad. Look at how the black women have bought into children don't need a daddy. Now we have approximately 74% of black children born out of wedlock, born into fractured homes. That means that you're going to be hitting that poverty index real hard, trying to take care of that child without a husband, without a stable family for that child. Look at our prisons. They are packed with fatherless children. Look at the drug rate. Look at the black-on-black crime. We can see the effects of the Democratic ideologies that have taken root in the black community and decimated the black family.
Wow. Powerful, Barbara.
It's trying to kill them.
That's right.
Wow. That's right.
Yes, and you're right. You're right. Yes. But, Barbara, that is why our
politicians in New York, black, are killed.
Let me dovetail on that. Yeah. Margaret Sanger was a racist. Yes, yes. Margaret Sanger. Yeah, exactly. So the two key reasons why the black population stays around 13% is abortion and black-on-black crime. And it goes back to the broken home. The Democrats encourage black women. Well, if you want to get bigger welfare check, man cannot be in the apartment, be home. And look at the fatherless generation of black men. That's why so many of them are in prison, are in trouble. So Barbara, can you talk to the policies that really went into full gear in the 1970s, where you have black women having babies by different men because they were encouraged not to have a man in the home in order to get more benefits?
I mean, they created victims. They told these black women, we'll give you affordable housing, you don't need a man. We'll give you free health care, and we'll give you food stamps. And look at the projects. This is where you have an infestation of violence, an infestation of drugs.
Why are they not helping?
Oh, they're not going to help them.
Oh, exactly.
Immigrants. They illegal immigrants, illegal aliens. Now, that's right. You hear Barbara, the other Barbara? She's telling the truth, too. My goodness. We're on fire, aren't we, Barbara?
I can do this.
Me and you both. It's natural. Yeah. Yes, because I'm telling you, years ago, 40, 45 years ago, I used to protest. Let's talk. Go ahead, talk.
Let's talk. Hey, guys, nothing's free in this world. That's
okay?
Right. Plain and simple. Nothing is free in this world. The only thing free is your love of God and God's love of you. Turn your back on God, guess what? You open your door to Satan. And that's what the Democrat Party is today. That's what it is.
So I'm in, baby. That's right. You know, that's why I call them godless. Yes, we're getting some advice from Christians. Thank you, and they have to leave. But wonderful, wonderful Trump supporters here. I mean, very good Trump supporters. And the bottom line is, everything that's being said is common sense. You cannot live a successful life without God. That's number one. You're created in His image. And there's no need to fight against it because you're always going to lose. And only one race, the human race.
Got it.
That's it. So it's time to wake up, sharpen up, think up, get up, and get off, straighten up, and get off that plantation that the Democratic Party have created and they have you so shackled to. It's time to break free. Hold on.
And you're right about that. Herman Cain always spoke about that. Every time I hear Herman Cain speak, he said, I left that Democrat plantation a long time ago.
That's right.
And we need more individuals to wake up, see the light, and see we've been gypped for all these years. Also, you got to look at the policies that, you know, a lot of our people in inner cities, they love Hillary and Bill Clinton. But look at the policies that Bill Clinton set in place that took so many African-American men away from their kids and Hillary, and when Hillary called them super predators. A lot of them don't know that history. Well, that was their mentor. A lot of them don't know the history.
And she loved Margaret Sanger. That's right. Absolutely. Robert Byrd. That's right. That's right. Think about it. And records show me that even when the Republicans introduced the anti-lynching law, the Democrats wouldn't support it. You're supporting a party that has a very discriminatory history, racist policy against blacks from their inception.
That's you're right, Barbara from Harlem. The other day they said they had this trending racist president, but really the racist president has been on the Democratic side. LBJ in the 1960s referred to black people as niggers. The Democrats have been the party of slavery, segregation, abortion. Black people, a lot of black people don't know this history. For them to call Trump a racist, that's just a diversionary tactic. Trump is not a racist. Is he perfect? Of course not. He's a human being. But he's not a racist. No one's ever called Trump a racist, as far as I know, until he won the presidency. They're jealous and cannot beat Trump. Now, Representative Al Green, Democrat of Texas, introduced articles of impeachment. Today is July 20th, Saturday, July 20th, 2019. So Al Green introduced articles of impeachment that did not refer to the Mueller report because he knows that there's nothing in the Mueller report. So he was going to try to impeach the president for the third time based on nothing. If the Mueller report had detailed or outlined any alleged crimes committed by Trump, Al Green would have put it in his impeachment articles. Nancy Pelosi correctly shot that down. Now, they did censor the president for a quote-unquote racist tweet, but the tweets put out by Donald Trump were not racist. Exactly. They did. The media did excerpts of the tweet. They were not racist. Barbara, do you have a couple more words? I guess, Barbara.
Hey, guys. All right. You got to do your research, okay? Because if you depend on getting it from the mainstream media, you're going to get a bunch of garbage, misleading propaganda, innuendo, and just basic one word, garbage. Oh, by the way, is that the word that the ghetto for calls the United States of America? Garbage. So you tell me President Trump is not right? Guess what, guys? He's 100% right. Hold on.
Oh, man, I love her. I mean, I love it because, you know, we have to tell her like it is, get it out there, and listen, and prayerfully, some minds will start thinking, you know, maybe I should investigate what they're saying. There is nothing racist about inviting people to leave this country if you're not happy here. I've been doing that for a long time, and I don't care what color you are, but when you start talking negatively about the country I was born in, the country I love, the country that has given me many, many opportunities, I will invite you to leave in a heartbeat. And I am black. So if you want to call me a racist, you can call me a racist. Our president is so far from a racist, but you can't get him this way, you can't get him that way. You can't even hurt his feelings. He's from New York, and New Yorkers have a special little twist. You know, the more you talk, the more we enjoy it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we enjoy being with you here on the beach. We have a couple more minutes. We thank everyone who participated today. We'll be back in the studio next Saturday with more to talk about. You know, Nancy Pelosi basically on the floor of the House, she was censored herself. They had to shut her down when they were doing this censoring of President Trump because she violated the rules of the House by calling Trump a racist.
Yes,
and he's not a racist.
That's the only word.
The biggest in this country are the left who want to participate in identity politics and radical Muslims who are intolerant of Jews and Christians. They are the biggest bigots in this country. That may not be politically correct, but it is true. Any final thoughts? Anyone on the beach? Any final thoughts before we go?
Any final thoughts, Barbara?
Yeah.
One final thought. Again, very sincerely, there's only one race, and that's the human race. And until you all accept the fact that all these individuals, such as Sharpton, okay, and a few others, that call Donald Trump a racist, son of a gun, when they had their hands out and their arms around him, he wasn't a racist.
He wasn't a racist at all.
He sure as heck wasn't a racist then.
Right.
Son of a gun. So, guys, have a great day, and thank you.
Have a great day, a great life, and remember, we want to keep America great and keep it great. And that's the only way we could do it is, number one, let's put Donald Trump back in the White House. This is Ms. BB Diamond. She's going to close us out.
Well, thank you all. We thank everyone who came out for the Women for Trump campaign. We have to outwork the Democrats. We plan to do that. We thank the Trump campaign for their kindness. We thank the people on the beach who participated in today's radio program. And we God bless you, and we'll see you next week. We'll be in-house, and you can call us in. Thank you so much to our producer, and God bless you all. Thank you. Bye-bye. Now we're off the air. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certain
certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.